Hey, it's Melanie Torres. We're hanging out at Hackensack Meridian Health, stage 17, with Dean Lewis.
Hello.
Welcome. Thanks
for having me. It's great to be here.
It's so cool that even when you walked in, you're like shaking everybody's hand and introducing yourself.
Is that not normal?
I don't think I've ever seen an artist do that. So
oh, really?
I thought it was awesome.
Well, it sounds really cheesy, but I'm just like genuinely excited to be. I mean, from Australia, doing stuff in New York City and having a song that's like connecting is really...
Yeah.
It doesn't happen a lot from Australia. So I'm just like... This is really cool.
Taking it all in.
Yeah.
I love it. So how did this all start for you?
Well, it started just from me being obsessed with Oasis.
Oh my gosh. Me too.
Yeah. My second favorite
band of all time.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. I'd say they were like massive inspiration growing up. And then I just was writing songs in my room. And then this sounds like a fake story, but 4 years ago, my best mate was on a boat with this girl who used to manage Savage Garden.
Okay.
And passed a demo on. And because I was never the guy who was like, hey, listen to my song. I just kind of was doing it, you know, just for my...
Were you playing shows and stuff
too
at the time?
I was doing some open mic nights, but it was basically just my brothers and my mum and dad I'd show the songs to. And they'd be like, they're okay, you know. And then he passed my demo on, and then she was like... And then I started writing songs for other people for a little bit, and then all of a sudden it started happening. So it's great.
And that was when you had Waves out?
Yeah, so then I put my first song, Waves, out.
And this has been all in a short amount of time,
yes,
right?
Yes,
a few years?
Yeah, I mean, Waves went crazy in Australia. But as most things, it's kind of in Australia, the furthest you kind of go is New Zealand.
Okay.
So it doesn't really cross because we're so far away. So this is what's been weird with this song now. Kind of just, we've just been traveling Europe and doing shows everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's getting crazier. And I've never experienced anything quite like it with this new song, Be Alright.
And I think that's the cool thing that's happening with music right now with streaming, because that's how I first heard Be Alright.
Yeah.
Was I was like, oh, what's the song? Like, it already has a lot of streams. Like, who is this guy that I've never heard of?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. And you get these numbers and you get like, it's like exciting. But then the way I compare it is like, you hear this huge thing that's happened, then you're still just like sitting in your room by yourself. Do you know what I mean? So when it starts to feel real is when you're doing shows and you start like meeting fans and like they're singing the song back to you. That's when you go like, oh.
Wow.
Because the numbers are crazy.
Yeah.
But they just sort of, you just sort of like, you don't have perspective on them, I guess. But it's amazing. All those numbers are coming in.
And is this your first US tour that you're on right now?
I did a small support tour with a guy called Brett Denon. Like a 6 months ago, which was great. But
So what has it been like from then and now at the shows?
Oh, it's
the
great.
Fans here.
Oh, it's great. I'm still like opening for this incredible artist, Noah Kahan. But it's been great, like, because now people know the songs over here.
Yeah.
So before it was like, you know, I was playing Be Alright, and it was actually like a bit of a slow point because people didn't know the song, and it's like you're playing it on piano.
Yeah.
You know, but people would always come up to me afterwards and be like, what was that song? But now they're singing along to it. So that's what's
that's
the big
awesome.
Difference is like people are coming to see it and it's great.
And how did the song start? Because I feel like it's one of those songs that you hear it once and automatically anyone who's been through any sort of heartbreak can connect to it. So talk about the song and what it means to you.
Yeah. It's written about a bunch of relationships, some of my friends, but the center point of the song is like, I saw a message on my ex-girlfriend's phone. And I then
you
went
were creeping on your girl's phone.
No, it was on the desk. It was on the desk and it popped up. And then I know it's terrible, but, and then I, this is like 6 years ago. And then I went to my brother's house and in the song I sing, and my friend said, I know you love her, but it's over, mate. And that's just me going to my brother's house, my older brother, and him just basically saying, you'll be fine. Let it go. And I just put it in a song, but, it's a combination of some crazy stories friends have told me as well. I kind of put some things in there, but it's autobiographical as well.
And is your brother like, you owe me, I gave you the famous line in the song.
Yes. Yeah. He's been saying like, it took me like I had to record the song 4 times over 3 years. I just couldn't get it right. It's the hardest song to get right. And, he's always saying to me, he's like, when are you putting my song out? So he's loving
it. That's amazing.
It. Yeah. He came, my first show that I ever did in Australia, when I played it, he ran to the front of the crowd and he's like, it's about me.
He's like pointing at me.
Yeah, he's loving it. He's loving every minute of it.
I love it. And then talk about the video, because I love, I don't know where you were, but the landscaping
the
shots from that video are just so crazy. And I don't know what it is, if it's the like the lighting or what, but it makes you just feel so much more connected to the song.
That's good.
Yeah, I love
That's
it.
That's great. Yeah, it's always a weird thing and a tough thing when you have to like, you give a director like your song and go like create a world around it. But we have this incredible director called Jessie Hill, who's Australian, but she lives in Los Angeles, and she took us to Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Because it was so
I would have never guessed that.
I know, because it's this place that's based on like an English estate and they have like the maze guy. It's really weird. And but we were out there for 2 days shooting it and I was just like, what are we doing here? But it was really cool at the same time. And I really like what she did. So
this is going to be a random question, but I feel like your song, if someone's going through a breakup and it's like fresh and new, definitely make them feel emotional.
Yeah.
Have you ever actually seen anyone like getting teary-eyed in the audience of
the
show?
Yeah. It's funny. Like we were doing a show in Stockholm like a month ago, and like you're seeing people like, you just see them like turn to their friends when you say be right, and they just smile at each other, and it's the best feeling. But I've seen like last night there was someone in the front rows, they were crying. And it's kind of like, you're kind of like, oh, you feel bad? Because I'm like, sorry for making you cry. But I'm glad, you know, you do it because you want people to feel something.
Definitely.
So it's weird and it's also really great.
Good and bad. Yeah. So what's the plan as far as new music goes? I mean, I know you're just kind of like, this song kind of feels like it's just beginning, even though it's already so big. But talk a little bit about what's coming up for you.
Yeah. So the only negative thing, and it's a good negative of having a song that's doing well, and this is the first time it's happened for me, so it's it's brand new, is that you don't have as much time to do anything. So it's like getting into the studio. I've recorded, luckily, 90% of the album.
Okay.
So it's only another two songs I've got to record. And so it's just finding time to get to do them. But I've got the next few songs we're releasing, and we're like, I've had the luxury of having time in the past.
Yeah.
So I've kind of had no pressure. I haven't had that like, hey, you know, write the next big song from anyone.
Because
we've kind of, you know, I've had 3 years, you know, or 2 years since Waves, and I've kind of had time to like, and I had Be Alright in my back pocket. So I had time to write without pressure. And so I've got lots of songs coming and I'm really excited.
When you were writing Be Alright, did you ever think that it would have the impact that it's had now?
You know what? No, not when writing it, but when I started playing it, which was 2 years ago, I'd just play it at shows, or maybe a year ago. People would come up to me afterwards and they'd say, that song, like where you talk about the phone, you should put that out. So I knew straight away that it was special because people would just come up to me afterwards and talk about it, which is actually a really cool thing now, because I'm playing new songs and people come up and go, what's that song? You know, so it's a really good way to test which song is. But to answer your question, I knew it was special just because people would come up and ask.
Makes that connection.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then I know you're on tour right now.
Yeah.
You're going to be rapping at the end of this month.
Yes.
And then you kind of have some time off for Halloween. So what do you do for, I guess it's a fake holiday, but what are your plans?
Well, Halloween's not big in Australia.
Oh.
Like kids.
I was wondering that.
Yeah. It's really not big. But I love it. I so wish it was. And so we'll probably do we'll probably dress up as Steve Irwin or something to be really stupid. or maybe that's, love Steve Irwin. Is that a bad thing to say?
I don't know. No,
because no. He's an icon and we love him. Or something very Australian, just to be really silly.
Yeah. I love it. Well, congratulations with everything, and looking forward to you can play a couple songs now.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, nice. All right, give it up for Dean Lewis.
Thank you. Okay, the first song I'll play is a song of mine called Waves.
There is a swelling storm, and I'm caught up in the middle of it all. And it takes control of the person that I thought I was, the boy I used to know. But there is a light in the dark, and I feel its warmth in my hands, in my heart. But why can't I hold on? 'Cause it comes and goes in waves, it always does, it always does. And we watch as our young hearts fade into the flood, into the flood, and the freedom of falling, and the feeling I thought was set in stone, it slips through all my fingers, and I'm trying hard to let go, but it comes and goes in waves. grows in ways. Cause it comes and goes in waves, and it carries us away. And I've watched my wild youth disappear in front of my eyes. Moments of magic and wonder now seem so hard to find. But is it ever coming back again? Is it ever coming back again? Take me back to the feeling when everything was left to find. Cause it comes and goes in waves. It always starts. Oh, it always starts. And the freedom of falling, and the feeling I thought was set in stone, it slips through all my fingers, and I'm trying hard to let go. But it comes and goes in waves. Cause it comes and goes in waves, and it carries us away.
Thank you very much. Okay, so the next song I'm going to play is a song called Be Alright. And yeah, as I said, I wrote it about seeing a message on my ex-girlfriend's phone and a few other things. So yeah, this is Be Alright.
I look up from the ground to see your sad and teary eyes. You look away from me and I see there's something you're trying to hide. And I reach for your hand, but it's cold. You pull away again, and I wonder what's on your mind. And then you say to me, you made a dumb mistake. You start to tremble and your voice begins to break. You say the cigarettes on the counter weren't your friends, they were my mates. And I feel the color draining from my face. And my friend said, I know you love her, but it's over, mate. It doesn't matter, put the phone away. It's never easy to walk away, but let her go, and it'll be alright. So I still look back at all the messages you'd sent, and I know it wasn't right, but it was messing with my head. And everything deleted like the past, yeah, it was gone. And when I touched your face, I could tell you're moving on. But it's not the fact that you kissed him yesterday. It's the feeling of betrayal that I just can't seem to shake. And everything I know tells me that I should walk away, but I just wanna stay. And my friend said, I know you love her, but it's over, mate. It doesn't matter, put the phone away. It's never easy to walk away. Let her go, and it'll be okay, cause it's gonna hurt for a bit of time. So bottoms up, let's forget tonight. You'll find another and you'll be just fine. Let her go, but nothing heals the past like time, and they can't steal love you're born to find. Cause nothing heals the past like time, and they can't steal the love you're born to find. And I know you love her, but it's over, mate. But it doesn't matter, put the phone away. It's never easy to walk away, but let her go, and it'll be okay, cause it's gonna hurt for a bit of time. So bottoms up, let's forget tonight. You'll find another and you'll be just fine. Let her go, and it'll be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be alright.
Thank you.
You are unbelievable.
Thank you very much. That was amazing.
Thank you so much for coming by, playing some songs. I really enjoy that. I literally had chills. That's never happened to me here before. Thank you guys so much for watching. And if you post this, share this, make sure you use the hashtag HMHStage17. Dean Lewis, you better come back and see us.
Oh, I'll definitely be back. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys for watching.
Thank you.